They're not striking targets in areas that are controlled by ISIL. And that in and of itself is a concern for us.
Sure.
And we've noted that concern.
Yeah, that is Peter Cook, Pentagon spokesperson, who notes the coalition we put together is now watching Russia's coalition of evil, who are now acting as they bomb what is left of the Free Syrian Army and other rebel groups. Joining us now, Senator Lindsey Graham, who walked the land, knows the story, and I imagine is astonished at the turning of the tables on America. Senator Graham, your take on what the Pentagon spokesperson just said, and hello.
Well, hello to you. Number one, our biggest problem is that our commander-in-chief is incompetent and our secretary of state is delusional regarding the politics of the Mideast, Putin, Iran, and just the entire situation over there. From a Russian point of view, this is a good move. What they're going to do is they're going to align with Iran. They're going to form a regional force, the Syrians, the Iranians, and now the Russians. And they're going to do what I was advocating we should do. They're probably going to go in on the ground, and they're going to push Assad's the Syrian rebels. They're going to push them out, and they're going to give Assad some breathing space so he can hold on to power. That will help Iran. That will help Russia. And we're sitting on the sidelines and not doing a damn thing about it. Our president, quite frankly, is weak. He's indecisive. And what does it mean for America? With Assad being propped up by Russia and Iran, it means the war never ends. It means that Syria can't reconcile itself. The Syrian people won't accept Assad as their leader. He's massacred 250,000 of them. And it means that ISIL will have a recruiting opportunity that they're going to embrace, which is we need more people to go after the puppet of Iran, Assad. So this is a disaster for Lebanon and Jordan. It's a disaster for us. John Kerry is completely delusional about what's going on in the Mideast. And they were scratching their heads in the White House about what Russia's up to. I think now we know,
but offline, they have to know this is a disaster. They have to know Senator Lindsey Graham just does. It's not that you just want to be president. They have to know that everything they've done is backfires, from pulling out the troops in Iraq, beginning there, by allowing the civil war to rage, by not taking decisive action against ISIL. They have to know that they're responsible, don't they?
No, I don't think they do. Here's what the president said yesterday. It was pretty telling. Good luck with that, buddy, was what he said about Putin's intervention into Syria. The president believes that Putin's kind of a dummy. He's sort of a Bush-type figure that's blundered his way into Syria, and he's going to get in a spot where he can't get out. See, this is where the president really doesn't understand Putin and the world. What Putin's doing is using military force in conjunction with Iran to save his best ally in the Mideast, Assad, to gain more control over Syria, to have a larger voice in the Mideast. So Obama's writing him off as sort of some kind of cowboy. And what Obama doesn't understand is that Putin's making a bold play, a smart play from the Russian point of view, but a nightmare for us. So the next president of the United States has got to rearrange the Mideast, reestablish America's presence in the world, before it continues to fall apart. What Barack Obama doesn't understand is that he's making the job of the next president exponentially harder. He's, in his own way, delusional about the way the world is working.
Senator Graham is running for president, and his strongest suit, no doubt about it, has to be his foreign policy knowledge and the respect you have globally. But Senator Graham, in the big picture, what the president doesn't understand is that the Russians don't have any public to worry about. They don't have to. They don't worry about poll numbers. He doesn't care. If he kills a bunch of civilians but was able to get some terrorists in there, there's no hell to pay for him. There's no congressional hearing and inquiry. So he's going to carpet bomb the area and let the Iranians deal with any backlash, even though he's carpet bombing Sunnis and his armed forces is basically Shia.
Well, this is a good point. The Ayatollah doesn't say death to America and death to Israel to get his polling numbers up. He's not facing an election. He's a religious theocracy, Iran is. He's a religious Nazi who wants to reshape Islam in his own image, the Shia image. He wants to destroy Israel and attack the infidels like us. So at the end of the day, Russia and China have been given a pass by Obama because they wanted a deal with Iran so badly. They had to have Russia and China support. That's why no pushback from China, no pushback into Ukraine. The goal was to get a deal with the Iranians to halt their nuclear ambitions, to make them better citizens of the world, to work with them in Russia to fix Syria. That's one of the benefits of the deal, according to John Kerry. Here's what Russia and Iran are saying to Obama. You're weak. They're slapping him in the face. They have no respect for the man. They have no respect for the United States. And if I'm an Arab, I am really worried about what's going on. The Sunni Arab nations now have in their backyard a stronger Iran, more weapons, more money, an alliance with Russia to give them a military advantage to their own joy today. And Syria is going to be a launching pad for the next 9/11. ISIL is going to get stronger over time, not weaker. They want to hit us. And this war continues in Syria. It's going to hurt Lebanon and Jordan. So the Sunni Arabs have got to be scratching their heads as to what happened with America, because this is a nightmare for the region.
Well, that's a perfect toss to this. This is from a CBS package. Holly Williams, a reporter, speaking to a Syrian rebel commander, Cut 19.
Colonel Abdul Jabbar al-Akidi is a rebel commander in Syria's U.S.-backed opposition. The Russians are occupiers, he told us. They're attacking anyone who's fighting against the Syrian regime. Yet even as Russian airstrikes target U.S.-backed rebels, Colonel al-Akidi told us he's given up hope that America will intervene. I don't think President Obama is sincere, he told us. The Americans let us down, and I don't trust them.
So, and that's when Senator McCain said yesterday he has empirical proof.
I didn't even know he said that, but he's dead right. It's just not the colonel. It's the surrounding Arab nations. Here's what's likely to happen. There could be a regional force formed without American involvement by the Sunnis to go in and protect their part of Syria. This could really get out of hand. You've got Iranian ground forces with Russian air support trying to destroy the opposition to Assad. The Sunni Arabs are not going to give Syria to Iran without a fight. Assad is a puppet of Iran. They're not going to allow this to stand without pushback. So if Obama doesn't change his strategy and come up with a new one that neutralizes Iran's advantage in Syria and pushes back, you could actually have a Sunni-Shia war inside of Syria where Russia's on one side, Sunni Arabs on the other, Iran's being helped by Russia, and we're sitting on the sidelines. Russia is now back in the Mideast. We kicked them out in 1973. Obama's allowed them back in, stronger than, I would say, in decades. And at the end of the day, the biggest winners of Obama's foreign policy have been the Russians, Chinese, the Iranians, and radical Islam itself on the Sunni side, because they're stronger today right. than they've ever been.
So you would like to see action taken. Donald Trump says this.
Well, we spent $2 trillion, thousands of lives, wounded warriors all over, and Putin is now taking over what we started, and he's going into Syria, and he frankly wants to fight ISIS, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
You like that plan?
That's not a very good idea. He's not fighting ISIL. He's trying to solidify Assad. ISIL is a target set, but here's what Obama and Kerry are flat-footed. They don't understand. Why is Russia bombing the people we're training? Well, here's why, President Obama and John Kerry. They want to destroy the opposition you are trying to create. The American president said Assad must go. The Russian president says, no, he must stay.
Right.
The American president called Assad a war criminal, a butcher. The Russian president before the United Nations said, no, the world should be behind Assad.
Right.
So who's winning this contest?
Right.
The American president said Assad must go. The Russian president says he must stay. The Russian president has formed an alliance with Iran to keep Assad in power, which is a nightmare for us, a nightmare for Syria, a nightmare for the region. Here's what I would do if I were president. I would get a regional force together of Arabs who want to destroy ISIL and push Assad out. I would call the Russians and say that your actions are unacceptable to the United States. You're creating a direct threat to our homeland by ensuring the war in Syria continues. Assad is not the legitimate leader of the Syrian people. He's a war criminal. He must go, and I'm going to go in on the ground with the Arabs to destroy ISIL, and he cannot stay. If you want to fight for Assad, you're welcome to do so. If we don't replace Assad and destroy ISIL, we're going to have the Mideast collapse. We're going to have a sectarian war for the ages, and we're going to get hit here at home. And our president sitting on the sidelines, allowing this all to happen.
Right, hoping that it happens after the 18 months in which he leaves. If you can't get the 3% to get on stage for the debate, is it over, Senator Graham?
No, I'll just keep fighting. You know, this race is in the second inning of a nine-inning game. John McCain is supporting me in New Hampshire. He won there twice. I'll be in the debate, the undercard debate. I don't know what level of debate I'll be in, but I know that my message is not an undercard message.
Gotcha.
That my background and experience is accepted.
Thanks, Senator Graham. Appreciate it.